You know,
okay.
By the way, you know what Langston just said after he disconnected the entire call? He said, "Oh snap." What an ironic statement.
Oh, snap. Hi, everybody. This is your guest host, Michelle, and I am here at the Amaragra Anthony podcast with Sharon, Saif, and Langston. And I'm here as a guest host today because this is the first time that we have had a stop to this incredible tradition we've been having for the last 5 years. So for those of you who don't know and are listening for the first time, all of us went to RIT The Buy, and since our freshman year, we had this tradition of going to the Marvel movies and watching it together. And this is the first time where all of us are in different places. Well, Saif and I are still in the same place, but
yep.
This is the first time all of us watched it separately. And so what's the next best thing to do? We'll just talk about it on this podcast and share it with all of y'all. So let's get right into it.
Michelle and Saif, did you guys watch the movie together?
No,
way
we didn't.
No.
Traditional live.
No. Here is why. Saif had finals and I had a priority, which was I had to watch the movie. And I decided, you know what, this time, for the first time ever, I'm not going to ask anybody. I'm just going to book the tickets and watch it because I love this movie so much. And I've been waiting for it for such a long while. And it was the most liberating experience to go to the cinema by myself and to just watch a movie that I just loved and get emotional. And at the end of it, it hit me, oh shit, this is the end. But when there were no end credits, I cannot tell you how emotional I got. And yeah, that's when it really
hit
me.
Can I say one thing?
Same. I had the same experience last year with Infinity War. I was all alone in India, and I went to watch it all alone. I was like, you know what? I'm not letting anybody spoil this shit for me. And I went to watch the movie all alone in the theater, and it was actually a great experience. Call me a loser or whatever.
For those of y'all who don't watch movies alone, I recommend it highly. It is seriously such a liberating experience.
Safe. I remember one story from like, I guess the first podcast we ever recorded was about Infinity War. So I remember you told
no
this,
way
like,
yeah
I think so you told the story about when you went to watch the movie as soon as the like when Thanos does a snap, like everyone starts dying, right, and fading away, like, and then Saif apparently, like, in his theater when that happened, some Indian guy just went, "Sab mar gaye."
Yeah, I swear. It was like I could hear people talking throughout the movie, and I'm like, and at the end of it, it was just like, what? Somebody good. That's like, oh my god, dude. But yeah, man, I honestly, like, I think they wrapped up the movie so well and like that everything so well. I think that's why, like,
so
I mean, are we getting into our opinion?
I'm probably in the minority because I, for some reason, was not like, I don't know, man. When I watched,
I
wasn't satisfied.
I think, you know what I really think,
I felt
Sharon,
so bad. No,
I think...
but let me finish.
Oh my god.
I actually felt so heartbroken because I wasn't like, I felt so sad that, like, you know, I didn't fucking love this movie. Like, I don't know what happened, dude. Like, it was weird.
Sharon, you're always a cynic first. And second, I remember you saying the exact same thing after Guardians of the Galaxy ended. And when we watched the last Avengers movie, this has literally been your reaction after every single Avengers
movie. No, okay.
So you're like, I'm so disappointed.
No, this really wasn't as great.
Tell me something new.
Let me say my piece. And then, because you guys are going to get into, like, everything you loved about the movie, which is fine. Like, it's all warranted. Like, okay, here's the thing. I felt like the part up to the point where they, like, swipe and, like, when like, Thor, like, kills Thanos, like, in the beginning, right? Up until that point, I'm like, wow, this is fucking crazy, and it's nuts. The moment it's 5 years later, that's, like, a first, like, you know, amazing or, like, crazy moment. Like, oh, my God, it's 5 years later. Like, you don't expect that at all, right? So I was shocked by that.
Yeah.
But then what they did with the 5 years later, I feel like I didn't like a lot of it. Like, I feel like Thor was really, like, I don't know, it was just weird. Like, it was funny in the first bit, and then it just got weird. And the same thing with Hulk. I feel like I really wanted to know at the end of Infinity War, why was Hulk not able, Banner not able to change into Hulk? Like, that was such a big thing. Like, I wanted to know why that didn't happen. And at the end of it, like, it's 5 years later and he's like Professor Hulk. And you're like, oh, what was that building up to? Like, what?
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. Like, when I saw Hulk, dude, like, it felt like he went on a keto diet or something, dude. He was not big anymore. He was not the same Hulk anymore. That sort of was disappointing. Like, he was just
people
like this normal
change,
guy.
Okay, Langston?
I want to continue.
Go. Okay.
Okay, carry
okay,
on.
Before Hulk, okay, I think Hawkeye becoming Ronan was really cool. I thought that was great. I like Steve Rogers, you know, doing the whole, like, AA meeting sort of thing. And I liked, what's her name? Black Widow doing the same thing. Like, those three were cool. Even, like, Iron Man, I guess, to a certain extent. But the thing I found that really, like, was off was the whole Thor and, like, Hulk thing, which was, like, was such a weird, like, transition. But anyways, like, everything, I guess my main problem with the movie is just, like, the last 15 to 20 minutes. It's like I would have bought everything.
Those were the best minutes of the movie.
hold on. Let me finish. Okay. When Natasha dies, Natasha, because she's an Indian girl, Natasha.
Natasha.
My God.
Natasha.
Natasha Romanoff. Let me call her Black Widow because I don't want to embarrass myself further. So when
there's nothing wrong with calling Natasha.
Natasha Banerjee. Okay. So when all. She dies in the Soul Stone part, like the part when they're collecting the stones, the Battle of New York, that was cool. That's fine. The whole thing with the elevator when he says Hail Hydra, that's fine. That's cool. But the one with the Soul Stone where like Hawkeye and Black Widow are going there, that was like I felt nothing when Black Widow went. Compared to when Gamora was thrown off the cliff, that was such a fucking like intense emotional moment. And this was nothing because you're like, oh yeah, one of them is gonna go, and I don't know.
You know what? I think that might be, and I'm not saying this out of sarcasm. I legit think it's because we've just become cold people in the last few years, and so when it comes to a lot of emotional scenes, right? Because there's this level of insensitivity that we have. And so unless there's certain things that will trigger emotions, but I think that scene might not have actually triggered emotions for that reason.
No, because literally 1 year, Charles, it triggered emotions and 1 year later it didn't. So
I would say watch it. No. But have you watched the movie right now again?
I did watch it at least 3 months ago.
Okay, you know what? I have some news for you, hon.
Okay, anyways, let me...
People change in a week.
No. Let me...
Would you have preferred if they had like dramatized me? Like, what do you think?
Okay, so I feel like the reason why the Gamora and Thanos thing worked, even though that the whole relationship just started in that last
because they
movie,
weren't humans.
No, it's like in the whole first act of that movie, they were putting a lot of pressure on their relationship. Like you see them as kids, like Gamora is like a little child who was like rescued by him. There's a lot of stress on that relationship, right? This movie, it's like there's one scene where she picks him up from Bangkok. The next scene with them in like the spaceship going to the place, and then the final scene is them like, I didn't feel the weight of that because of that reason. Comparing to Infinity War with Gamora and Thanos,
but also
like
you're
were...
comparing the relationship of a dad and a daughter So the dynamic is completely different, and of course it's going to be more emotional if it's a dad sacrificing his own daughter. You know what I mean?
That's fair. I mean, I felt...
I have missed your silly arguments.
Throughout the movie, I felt like, okay, they had that cheesy Marvel humor to begin with, like every Marvel movie does. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it is funny, but like, it's sometimes it's just like, okay, this is getting a little too much.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the whole Thor thing, they really exceeded it. And they were just like, okay, man, I think this is a little too much. Like, it's very, like, humor, like, uncle, auntie humor, where it's like, haha, very funny, fat now. Okay. For the most part, okay, they made it seem chill, whatever. Yeah. It was like Thor, but like, the whole Thor humor kept coming back. Okay, we get it, he's fat. Yeah. And we're like, he's fat now, but like, can we get on with the movie? And it's like, okay, another funny scene with Thor being fat. Another funny scene, yeah, the whole... The Big Lebowski thing, I feel like nobody in the theater got that joke except me. Yeah, there were some funny parts. And one thing I really loved about the movie was that I loved how they wrapped up a lot of things very well. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
Thor got to say goodbye to his mom. Yes. And what's it called? Captain America got to get old with his boo. Oh my God, spoiler alert. Iron Man got to say goodbye to his dad. He got that hug that he wanted. Yeah. You know, he got to say goodbye. That was really nice. And, like, he got to know that, like, his dad actually cared or whatnot because of the conversation. It was really nice. And, like, Natasha being... Okay, the only person I feel like in this whole, like, movie that, like, you know, sacrificed them, like, or, like, had, like, the worst loss was, like, Mark Ruffalo or, like, Bruce Banner, where he lost. And which is really sad. But at the same time, like, I'm glad. Okay, first of all, as sad as it is, I'm glad that they killed Tony Stark. It's because they really he had an honorable death or whatnot. It was great, and he had to go. Okay. And if they all would have survived and like only like these like side ones died, like Natasha and all these people, it would have been like a huge.
To add to what Michelle said, like I think that final hug they had.
Oh my God! Like, yes,
that was really like. It felt like a father-son moment, and it also felt
and
like...
It really was.
It just showed how proud Tony Stark was, because the grief that he had when he saw, like, you know, Spider-Man turn to ashes, like, that was really real, dude. And, like, I was dead sad when I saw that, dude.
I was... Like, I think it was one of... I was really sad when he's like, Mr. Stark, I don't want to die. Is that what he said?
That was so real.
I don't feel
like, it was so real.
As soon as Tony Stark gets off the ship and he gets on Earth, he looks like Captain America and he's like, "I lost the kid."
Yeah.
That was so fucking emotional.
That was bad.
And then Captain America's like, "No, Tony, we lost the kid."
But just going back to Stark dying, right? I think it was sad and it was necessary, but at the same time, my ideal movie would be where nobody dies, nobody I love. Basically, so but I'm pretty sure if he had survived, there would have so much of backlash on, you know, they kept everyone safe, blah blah blah, yada yada. So, I mean, I understand, but it was still very touching.
Okay, one thing though, so I feel like in Infinity War, like all the emotional moments they had, like in the entire movie, so like Gamora dying, when Vision was being killed. And Scarlet Witch is like screaming out, like that was like one of the craziest moments I feel like in that movie. And then when Peter Parker died, when Groot died, the point is, I feel like all the emotional moments in Infinity War had more weight, in my opinion, than Endgame. I feel like now I'm gonna kind of come back to my Endgame issues. Nat dies.
The one person who hates Endgame.
I mean, I don't hate it, but I was just underwhelmed. Anyways, when Banner, that's the thing. Like in this movie, do they even like directly talk to each other? They don't. The one scene they have after Age of Ultron is him saying hi to her, and then Falcon saying, "Wow, that's awkward." And then in the next movie, they don't even talk. And then he's sad about her death.
Like, interesting. You know what's so interesting is that Scarlett Johansson is actually one of the producers in this movie. So that's the interesting part.
That I think, what is it called? Scarlet Witch is nice too. Anyways, that's personal preferences. But the point I'm trying to make. Personal preferences of beauty. The point I'm trying to make.
Did you just say she's beautiful?
I did. Very, very, very nice.
I don't know. I feel like the whole Natasha and Bruce Banner relationship thing, it was all, I just never gave it that much thought.
Because, yeah, no, Sharon, remember that objectifying part, okay? That's not cool.
Yes.
So just making sure her reputation is crisp and clear. All this political correctness is going to be in the podcast. You know, Michelle's going to tiptoe around all these sensitive topics, not going to offend any of the cultures and the races and the thises and the thats.
Well, I'm sorry. You're so horrible, Shannon.
Like, I didn't say those things or make you say them, Michelle.
You're the one instigating everyone.
Okay. I didn't. Anyways.
Shannon, you have never said anything good about Endgame so far, so.
I'm just going to get to the last thing that I felt was, like, weak about this movie, which is towards the end, okay? Comparing, I don't know why, but, like, I guess I'm forced to compare it to Infinity War just because, like, you know, it's a direct continuation of what happened. But I feel like, because I felt nothing when Iron Man went, the only moment that got me was Captain America in the end, and that was a very emotional moment. I'll say it, like, that was a tearjerker. But Iron Man, I feel like all that happened too quickly, and Thanos getting wiped away was too quick. Like, okay, first of all, Iron Man just like swipes the stones off of him immediately, snaps, and says, I'm inevitable, and then he says, I'm Iron Man. And like he snaps, and then it's
but that's Iron Man.
No.
That's what he does.
Okay, now hold on. When Thanos went out, he went out like a little bitch. I'm sorry. I would have expected him to like have some last words or something. The whole reason this movie succeeds, or like the
it's gonna be an indie movie. He's gonna be dying for 20 minutes.
Well, no. He could say something, but what I'm trying to say is the only reason the Avengers were able to win against Thanos in this movie is because he was underpowered and he had no Infinity Stone compared to the last movie. It's such a clear.
Okay, so what's your point?
So that was like I don't know. I didn't like that, in my opinion. And I just felt like he should have been like, Thanos should have said, like, you're making a huge mistake or whatever, and like, you don't realize what you've done, and you've set humanity on a path, or the universe on a path of like total annihilation. I am inevitable.
You're repeating this whole speech? What is wrong with you?
I swear, you're like making a graduation speech for him, man. Like,
he sits. The point is, he kneels down, looks down in the dirt, and just goes away. He did nothing. Okay, one thing I'll give credit to, like the scene when they first go into, when Nebula, they figure out the whole Nebula connection, and then he starts figuring out what has happened in the future. That's when I was like, holy shit, okay, this is not going to be that simple. He's figured out what's going to happen, and he's going to prepone his plans to getting the time stone. I thought that was amazing. And
I have a question. So Thanos, right? This motherfucker, okay? So during in Endgame, this guy is like, okay, you know what? Now that I know that you guys, you know, tried to come back to like reverse what I've done, I'm going to destroy this universe and create a new one, and so they'll be more grateful, and they'll have no clue that this shit happened. Why can't this bastard just like, you know, double the resources instead of killing half the people?
So there was an answer to that, actually. The Russo brothers were the directors. They had an actual answer for that, which was, from his point of view, even if he doubles the resources for everyone, like, the nature of humanity is in that they'll, like, waste or take it for granted even. And they'll even waste those double resources. And eventually there'll be a point, not today, but tomorrow, where, like, even those resources aren't enough for them. So, like, in order to like, check the humanity, this is the decision that they made. Like, so it was a pretty, like, I mean, thought out, I guess, in some way.
Okay, let me speak about my favorite scene now. My favorite scene was where all these women are coming out and they're, like, going to fight, right? And it was all of their, like, female characters. Yeah. And
all of them together, they're called the A-Force. There's, like, a whole group for the women characters. Anyway.
Okay. Well, they're
it was
badass,
a cool scene.
And I loved that scene. And it felt like finally, Marvel has had its some moments where, you know, they've taken characters and really, like, I remember, like, earlier on, like, with Black Widow, there was a certain level of depth that was missing. And I think there was a lot in terms of when you saw the male characters, they really were progressing in a great way, but then you looked at the female characters and they were just fillers, right? And I think that dynamic has changed significantly in the last
movies. I feel like character-wise, Scarlet Witch has like the most sort of like stuff to do, just because of like the whole her brother dying, then her boyfriend dying, and then sort of just killing off
her.
No, the whole Civil War thing where like she was the reason why these people died. And so she's got a lot of stuff. The thing with Black Widow is like we always hear about stuff she's done, but we've never really seen her like be stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I don't.
The same can be said about like honestly like in I think Age of Ultron, even Clint like even the you know Hawkeye got like a backup story, like he has a family
exactly.
and whatnot. We never heard shit about Natasha.
Yeah. Black Widow is the only character where it's like the least amount of like character background.
Because here's the thing, right? Like, I'm not saying that one scene with the 8 Force makes up for the lack of depth in female characters, but I think it's definitely something that I've always wanted to see on screen, especially in a movie I love.
No, it's cool.
And then it's that's one thing, right? So I think that was one of my favorite
scenes. I almost liked it better in Infinity War than in this one. Do you remember which one I'm talking about? The one where it's like Okoye, Scarlet Witch, Black Widow, and one more person.
Is this too much of a, you know, I mean, to me, it was like amazing because I watched Endgame and then the very next day I watched Game of Thrones and I was just like, God. It just feels like two incredible eras are
that was the weekend,
ending.
Dude.
Like one that has already the ended, weekend. The second one's ending. It really was. And I was just, I don't know how to explain. Like, my heart was all over the place because of how emotional I felt at both of them ending. I don't know. I've just been so.
I thought they wrapped everything up really well. And it was really emotional because it was like, I don't know. I've been watching Robert Downey Jr. play Iron Man since eighth grade, man. I remember watching that movie, the first movie in eighth grade in my class. In the shitty TV, some kid pirated the movie and it was like, it's like, you know, like theater copied. And we were watching it in the shitty, and we on the small TV, and it was just like, I remember back then it was like, wow, dude, this is amazing. Like,
I was literally crazy. 11 years old when the movie came out, dude. It feels crazy.
Dude, when I remember my teachers talking to each other about how, like, in Iron Man 2, I think the end scene, like the after credit scene, it's like the commissioner, not the commissioner, the general. You know the general from mm-hmm. Hulk. He comes and meets Iron Man, and he's like, yo, I'm trying to put together a team or something. And that's when I was like, holy shit, Hulk and Iron Man are going to be in the same movie? That's crazy. And I would have never imagined that, like, all these fucking people are going to be in the same movie 10 years later. Like, how, even Spider-Man, all these, like, I don't know, just, like, it's such a crazy feeling. Crazy
I remember when the first Avengers trailer came out, I think that was when I was like, so whatever they promised was actually like, they actually made it happen. Like all the characters coming together on one platform and like, you know, like collaborating, fighting the common enemy. And I was just like, whoa. Like when I saw that in the cinema, dude, I was like, this is the best movie ever. And then when I knew that there were more movies coming out like this, like I was just like looking forward to all this. And they actually managed to give like a good decade to this, like dedicate an entire decade to all these characters in the best, and it's like, it's synchronized in the best way possible. And I think this is one of the best franchises that ever exists in, at least for our generation, dude. And it really,
I'd say it's a huge
footprint that they have actually made. Like, it's gonna be remembered. It will never be forgotten.
I feel like Captain America had the best sort of bookend closing to the whole thing. I don't know why, like, first movie was like, his first movie sucked, but his second movie was amazing, and I had, like, total respect for Captain America since Winter Soldier. But, like, the whole, I don't know, I was extremely touched by the whole, his ending, which is, like, he's fine, after all this shit, he's finally back with Peggy, he finally gets to have his dance with Peggy, and he lived his happy life, and he looked happy at the end. He really just looked satisfied with life.
You want to know something weird? Okay, in that lifespan of like him like spending time with her, he probably would have ended up meeting her like niece or whatever again, like who he kissed, Civil War. How weird! Like I didn't like that at all. Like why the hell like would did he like you know get with his like with her niece if he was so in love with her?
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. I thought of that as well, but like I just kind of ignored that bit because I just like told myself, hey man, maybe she married the wrong person and the whole niece thing kind of timelined itself out of existence. And then, I don't know. It was always, they had the greatest chemistry or whatever. And like, it was nice. I was very, especially him in the end, like super old and just fucking content with his life. Just, happy you know just like it was great, man. It was really like, you know, he's finally happy, you know, he's finally
because like when I liked when that flying guy, what are the fuck his name? The Fly Falcon. He was like, he's like, you want to tell me about it? And he's like, no, I don't think so. I think I'm good. And it was just like, it was a really nice ending to I like that he gave the shield to like Falcon, because that happened in the comic book. Like the Falcon becomes a new Captain America. Didn't the new Captain America look like fucking Biden, Joe Biden?
Yeah, he did.
He looked like Joe Biden.
He was the second person to say that, I think.
When he was on screen, like I was just trying to see, like, oh man, that does look like Chris Evans, like really old. That you know, it was. I don't know, man. I was fucking touched by that. I love that.
But I don't know. I loved it.
Especially the moment. It's that moment is made so great because of the whole he's worthy and he picked up the fucking hammer, dude.
Oh, dude, I died when that happened.
Fine, Michelle. Do you have any other amazing things that you want to tell us about the movie before you head out?
I think this movie has represented so much to me, and I love it so much, this movie, but also this series in itself, right? Because it's the whole sentimental part, which honestly is the biggest reason why this movie meant so much, because it really has been the end of an era, and it's meant so many different things to so many different people around the world, right? And I think that's been the most beautiful thing, is to see people from every age, every background, like literally... This was one movie that no matter, you know, I had a conversation yesterday with someone who's a lot older, and then the day before with someone who's a lot younger. I mean, regardless of who you are, this, like, it saw people coming together for their love of this series and to watch this end. And I think it's that's transcended been
the whole, like, and I guess, concept of what a demographic for a movie should be. You know,
Yes, it's transgenerational, and I think that's been beautiful. But also, you know how Star Wars, I mean, I love Star Wars, and I love Lord of the Rings, and those movies have been iconic, right? So years and years later, you still talk about it, you still watch it. It's a tradition. I think the Marvel movies have done the same thing. Thank you for having me on this episode. It means a lot, and I'm so excited to see the next episode. Actually, I'd love to be a part of the next one. If we can have it.
Yeah, for sure. Michelle, you're invited. You're always invited.
Always.
By the way,
I think this marks our like whole year of like podcasting. Because like our first podcast was like you said earlier, Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
Wow, man. What's up? We've made it to 1 year of podcasting. Sweet.
Yeah. Our anniversary's in June. But anyways, thank you, Michelle. Where can people find you? Oh, I can't believe I just said that.
Where can people find me? They can find me on Instagram.com/MichelleWakarr. That's MASHALWAKARR. And you can sign up to my newsletter because I send it once every time.
You know, that's excessive, Michelle.
This is like, you know how in Hot Ones, they're like, look at this camera, that camera, and that camera.
And you can also go onto my website, michellewakarr.com. You can find me on LinkedIn. Most importantly, follow The Tempest, my media company.
Honestly,
I think I covered all the bases. We are The Tempest.
You forgot about MySpace and Snapchat, Orkut, Windows Media Player. Listen, I don't know.
To everybody.
I'm a very private person, so you know, I keep my private life private, and so I don't want people everywhere.
But like honestly though, whoever listened to this podcast and hasn't followed The Tempest, I highly recommend you guys follow it. It's brilliant. And follow
Michelle.
Michelle too. She's doing great things, big things. You know, check her stuff out but
I did like the movie and I did say everything that I liked about it, like, you know, the small sentiments, and you guys pretty much talked about a lot of it. I do wanna say, like, I mean, the whole Thor thing, I felt like they kind of, like, his character was a bit diminished compared to what we saw. Like, you know, he's, like, the ripped guy and everything. But I feel like that had a reason to it because of, like, everything that happened. Like, you know, when he chopped his head off? You could see the freaking thing. He was fucking pissed, and he gave up. Like, he gave up on everything he believed in.
I would have which is what resulted preferred, in that. I would have honestly preferred if they just went with the whole like depressed route like throughout the movie. It just got too lighthearted at some point.
It did. Oh, they, it was not so important at one point.
Okay, go ahead, Lexi.
No, I'm just saying like they kind of like I wouldn't say they shat on Thor, but they just made him look like the kind of guy who gave up so easily and everything. And
I actually liked that though. I liked
that was good. I mean, yeah. I understood it. Like I understood why they did it. It looked like that, but then they're like, okay, fine. This is what happens when the world's where half the planet's erased, and this is what happens like when
the last scene of Endgame. Infinity War, when like everyone's in Wakanda, okay. And Thanos' ship has just arrived to Wakanda. The whole last, like the attack to get into the Infinity Stones and all that was so, like, there was a strategy to it, right? They made the whole fence around Wakanda, right? And then, like, they're trying to break through the barrier, right? And then, okay, Captain America is like, okay, fine. Or no, Black Panther says, let me open up this part so we can keep them all focused towards one person. Then they have a spy who goes inside to get the Mind Stone from Vision. There was a strategy to the whole thing. Like there was, it was well thought out. Like, okay, they're gonna divert people's attention over here so they can go and do this thing and then get it from here. Over here, like it took 2 minutes for them to literally pick up the gauntlet, and they just had it. There was no strategy involved. There was nothing. It was too quick. Yeah. I was just like, wow. In the first movie, it took forever, and now, with him having lesser resources and Infinity Stones, it took him lesser time to get it. He got it more quickly. And I was like, what? How?
I mean, I don't know. It's the movie, dude. I mean, they had to, like, they can't make it so easy. I guess they had a lot of time constraints.
What do you mean? They did make it realistic. They made it realistic in the last movie.
Well, okay, maybe that was good, but honestly, man,
Infinity War, I loved and it was perfect. But when this movie, Infinity War hyped up this movie so much that I thought that this movie was definitely going to be trash. I don't know why. I just walked into the movie thinking, okay, dude, I'm just excited for Game of Thrones. I know this is going to suck. But I actually came out of the movie pretty content. I was like, you know what? They actually didn't do a bad job. I liked the end. It was very slow. Like the first 3/4 of the movie was slow as fuck. But by the end of it, they really like, you know, like I think they up their game. And I don't know.
So I agree with you in the thing where like there's a lot of like loose ends that get tied up in this movie. Like everyone gets their part. And I appreciate that too. But I feel like in Infinity War, everything in that movie had a purpose to be there in that movie. Right. And in this movie, there was a lot of fluff in my opinion. Like, Nebula was not as interesting as Gamora in the last movie, okay? Fucking even Groot had an emotional moment in Infinity War. Like, everyone had a banger moment in that movie. But in this movie, like, I can't... It was Captain America. It was Thor. I don't even want to say it was Hulk, because Hulk had nothing in this movie, again.
Yeah, Hulk's part was very negligible. I mean, not negligible, but it wasn't, like... It wasn't the Hulk we saw before.
It was Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor.
Yeah.
And nobody else. I mean, I'm glad they didn't rely on Captain America to do Captain Marvel to do everything, which is kind of good because it would have sucked if she just came in and like saved everyone. I was very, I don't know, kind of disappointed actually.
But it's fine, dude. I mean, they closed it pretty well. They gave a good ending to some of the characters, so you gotta respect that.
Yeah, I'm glad.
And even Tony Stark, like, I mean, his ending was definitely, it was something, dude. It was something.
Yeah, I agree.
I was really sad at that part when, like, John Favreau, what's his name, Happy Hogan, is talking to Tony Stark's daughter. And then she says, can we
go get some
hamburgers?
Yeah.
And that was so sad, dude.
That got me as well, actually. I agree. Where John Favreau was like, I'll get you all the cheeseburgers in the world. That was because, like, when he came back from, because in Iron Man, when he came back from, like, wherever the fuck he was, like, that's the first thing he asked for, a cheeseburger.
I remember that.
That's so fucking emotional. I agree. I love you 3000.
But the good thing is, we have a lot of movies to look forward to now. Probably Iron Man's daughter is going to be the next thing. You never know.
Yeah.
That would be it.
and like it's and her new like suit will be called Mark I Love You 3000.
Another I guess daughters the thing. There's another scene I fucking got emotional in is when Ant-Man went and met his daughter.
Oh yeah. That was pretty good.
Even when Hawkeye is getting a call from his wife, even that scene, like there are these little moments that were there, and yeah, very touching.
I told Seth this, and I didn't tell you this, but you know when Iron Man dies, yeah,
mm-hmm.
like he said like that. Didn't that remind you of the ending of Logan?
Yeah.
It was so fucking real, dude. Like outside of his daughter, it was like Spider-Man going to him like saying some stuff to him, and Logan, it was his own daughter. Dude, that was so real.
Mr. Stark, we won, Mr. Stark. Oh my god.
That's the thing with this movie is like, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. I'm sorry, I don't want this to happen. Was much stronger than Iron Man going, man. For me, at least. Like, I don't know about you guys.
Iron Man going was just ending. Like, it was an end of an era, dude.
When Iron Man fell and, like, he couldn't, like, you know, and, like, he couldn't just do anything, the fact that he couldn't even talk was, like, I thought that was a good thing. I thought that was good and very sad at the same time because it was, like, it was very realistic because those stones literally, like, destroyed his body. So he couldn't even talk. He was just, like...
Ooh. Did you guys see when at one point when you know the light in his chest went off?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was so deep, dude. It just shut down completely.
Yeah.
Like the light in his chest, like that is his heart, dude. And like I was like, fuck. Yo, Seth, if we ever watch a movie together, right? I feel like I'm gonna just smother Sharon with a pillow, dude.
What?
Because this fucker just says bad stuff about the movie to begin with.
Dude, I didn't say this about Infinity War. I haven't.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna do it. I'm telling you, if we three of us watch a movie together, any movie, I don't care what it is. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding, man.
You said good stuff. Honestly, you said some good stuff. You pointed out some good stuff about the movie.
I don't know. I actually really, because I remember, I think two nights ago, I was trying to fall asleep and this literally bugged me so much where I reached home at 11 and I literally slept at 2 o'clock in the night because it was bugging me so much. I was like, shit, I'm so mad at this movie for like fucking these or like not doing these as well as I would have wanted. Like it actually bugged me that much.
But like, no, I agree. All right. I guess this was a this is a conversation that we could talk about for hours, but I think we have some pretty good content in this one, and thanks to Mashal for coming and ditching midway. No, I'm kidding. But this was great, and I guess we'll catch you on the next one, guys.
Peace. Yep. Yeah, yep. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Love you. Bye.